I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here is your Eastern Sierra News. Well, the California Highway Patrol urges drivers to follow hands-free law as Distracted Driving Awareness Month begins April. Distracted driving causes hundreds of crashes across California each year, and violations of the state hands-free cell phone law remain an ongoing concern. As part of Distracted Driving Awareness Month, the California Highway Patrol is urging drivers to put down their phones and stay attentive to help make roads safer for everyone. Every year, CHP officers issue more citations to drivers violating California hands-free law, highlighting the ongoing challenge to change driver behavior. In 2025, the CHP issued over 111,700 citations for distracted driving, nearly 20% more in 2024. The consequences of distracted driving extend far beyond just a citation and can include crashes resulting in serious injury or death. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reports that 3,275 people died and nearly 325,000 others were injured in distracted driving-related crashes in the United States in 2023. There's a lot more to this article and can be found on sierrawave.net. Well, Inyo County Assessor Dave Stottlemyre wants to remind business owners that the deadline for filing the annual business property statement is here. The statement is deadline is April 1st, with a penalty if not filed by May 7th. The business property statement provides a basis for determining property assessments for business, equipment, and related fixtures. The assessor's office mails the form to most commercial, industrial, and professional business in Inyo County during January of each year. Businesses with personal property with an aggregate cost of $100,000 or more must file a statement each year by April 1st. This is required by state law. However, the state does allow a business until May 7th to file, but after that, a 10% penalty will be applied. Keep this in mind. Generally, businesses with total business property that costs less than $100,000 are not required to file a business property statement annually. Instead, a value may be established based on an initial filing or by an on-site appraisal. The value may be adjusted by subsequent annual on-site appraisals. Please note that if the assessor office mails you a form, you are required by law to return the form by the due date, regardless of the amount of personal property. Well, over the next several weeks and into the early part of this summer, Inyo National Forest Fire personnel, along with supporting resources from neighboring agencies, will target prescribed fire operations to improve ecosystems' health and reduce hazardous fuels on potentially all ranger districts of the forest. Mount Whitney Ranger District, the first potential prescribed fire, will be broadcast burning up to 59 acres of the Granite View RX burn, which is Unit 9 of the 2019 Alabama Hills Defensible Space Fuels Reduction Project. White Mountain Ranger District, the second potential prescribed fire, will be broadcast burning of up to 2,693 acres of the Casa Diablo Crawley Understory RX, which falls under the 2011 Casa Diablo Maintenance Prescribed Burning Project and the 2010 Crowley Communities Fuels Reduction Project. North Zone, Mono Lake, and Mammoth Ranger Districts, the third potential prescribed fire will be up to 2,193 acres of broadcast burning along the Highway 395 corridor north of the town of Mammoth Lakes and just south of the June Lake Loop Junction. Fire management personnel have been diligently working to reduce fuels, restore ecosystem health, and restore fire resilience by reestablishing fire's natural role in the ecosystem, said Jeffrey Carl, White Mountain Ranger District Fire Management Officer, acting for the USDA Forest Service. We recognize the impact has on the public, and we appreciate their patience and understanding while we manage this dynamic project and our efforts to improve their public lands for the greater good. Smoke and flame may be visible from many miles away, including from Highway 395 and nearby communities. So there's a lot more to this and to each prescribed fire burn. I recommend that you head on out to sierrawave.net and read the article in its entirety. Well, June Lake Arts, producer of the annual June Lake Jam Fest, has announced a new partnership with Sierra Music Cooperative, a recently formed nonprofit focused on expanding live music and music education across the Eastern Sierra. The collaboration brings together June Lake Arts establishing program and regional presence with Sierra Music Cooperative mission to create new opportunities for musicians and young people throughout the region. We're stronger working together, said Janet Hunt, executive director of June Lake Arts. This partnership allows us to build on what we've created and expanded opportunities for live music across the Eastern Sierra. Both organizations view the Eastern Sierra as a connected region rather than a collection of competing towns. This isn't about Bishop versus Mammoth, Lone Pine or Independence, said David Serber of Sierra Music Cooperative. We love all these communities. The Eastern Sierra is connected by the land, the people, and the culture. Working together makes our mountain and high desert communities stronger. Well, your voice matters whether you hike, fish, ski, run a business, work in tourism, or care about the community character and the environment. Join us for an interactive public workshop to help shape the future of outdoor recreation in Alpine, Mono, and Inyo counties. We need your input. Please join us for an in-person or Zoom workshop near you. Dates and locations I will share in just a moment so that you can share your thoughts on outdoor recreation and how it supports local jobs, businesses, infrastructure, housing, and natural resources. Your input will help our region plan for a resilient and sustainable future as part of the Tri-County Economic Impact Analysis Project. This project is in partnership with Alpine County, Mono County, and Inyo County. During this upcoming 90-minute workshop series, participants will learn about the goals, timelines, and progress of Tri-County Economic Impact Analysis, review key findings from the Regional Recreation Survey, participate in live polling about recreation priorities and management strategies, join a facilitated discussion about opportunities, challenges, and the future of local recreation economy. Your feedback will inform the final study and recommendations. We look forward to hearing from your perspective and working together to shape the future of recreation in the Eastern Sierra. So here's the dates. Alpine County is going to be April 20th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. It'll be at 99 Water Street in Markleyville. Mono County will be April 21st from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at Memorial Hall, 73 North School Street in Bridgeport. And Inyo County will be 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Business Resource Center, 269 North Main Street. For links on Zoom, you can get those and more information and more news at SierraWave.net or on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. We're also on X, you know, that X.com. I'm Jason Brown. Thanks for listening. Since 1996, for 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it.